look at news and I feel fine. Every chance I have, I get online. The stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. Good News Broadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, get online to hear the news. Good News Broadcast.com.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Hi. It's Paul Slackus. It's June 4th. And we have a uplifting, thought-provoking always, good news program today. Some events and welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in again. We've been going live for a couple months now, it seems. And it's good because I think you'll see today in today's programming how people are actually positive-minded in many aspects of their life. We're going to first start off with a roadside grill over by Hunter College. I walked over to get actually my annual, we're going to interview my doctor, dermatologist, to get a body checkup. And it's very important for everybody. Now with the summertime coming and sun and make sure you consider seeing a dermatologist or have somebody examine your body. Make sure there's no dark marks. Okay, very important. Actually, my life has been saved as a result, actually, of my grandkids seeing something on their grandpa and saying, you know, that my daughter say, check it out. So that's crucial. So, but on the way back, I stopped. I had to get myself a gyro, and I did. And then there's a young lady who has a nice show called Reality Check that basically emphasizes the fact that the world is good, that one person is doing something bad and nine people go around after that and do their best to help out here. So that's a nice story, too. We have a florist who has an exhibit of goodness on 82nd and Columbus Avenue, and made it more appropriate to the COVID concerns. I have Yusai Khan. Wonderful one world woman, and that's all we are, is one world, and she's donating to a hospital in Hawaii, and then we're going to just go to my own backyard here. You're going to go to a deli first, and just opening, and that's a good thing. And then we go to 80th and 79th and see some of the wonderful good citizens of our neighborhood coming out and clapping and appreciating the good things that the heroes are doing. All right, it's on to the show. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. All right, let's go to that roadside grill.
Hi, it's Paul Slackus, Good News Broadcast. I'm at the roadside grill on the corner of 68th and Lexington Avenue over here by Hunter College. Yes, I'm here with Adrian. He just made me a lamb gyro. That was magnificent. Hey, Adrian, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. So tell us a little bit, how long have you been out here?
Now it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes. You know, because all the guys have been COVID. Got to stay inside like 3 months.
So hurt business a little bit, right?
I'm going to try a little bit, because everybody needs money.
Yeah, there you go.
That's so, the bills.
So what are the kinds of food you like here?
Oh, we have the Greek food. We have the gyros, chicken gyros, pork gyros. You want the lamb gyros, from the lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and tzatziki sauce. But you want it the Greek way, lettuce, I mean onions, tomatoes, and tzatziki, and some fries on it. That's the Greek food.
We're here at the Hunter College area. Have you been here to the kids? How do students nowadays, when you were here?
So nice. Nice persons, you know, the kids, they're studying hard, we try to help. Sometimes they have tears, they don't eat that food, they don't bring food, they don't have enough money, so we try to help those kids, you know, they can't be very old sometimes.
Yeah, you help them out if they're a little low today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man.
It can be like that.
So, where are you from? You from around here?
I'm from Mexico, so I've been here like for 15 years now.
Working hard.
Try.
Got family, the whole thing?
I have one daughter. That's why we're out here.
That's, there you go. All righty. Let me, you know, we're about for world peace, and what is peace for you, man?
Real peace is respect everybody.
Respect?
Yes. But tonight you don't see respect on the streets. I hope my daughter has to... I want for my daughter better war. I don't want to see these things outside. She's 2 years old now, but I don't want to see my daughter the next 5 years. See the same thing like now.
So we need to be more accepting and respectful, right?
Yes.
As you said, the word respect.
Yes, that's what we need.
All right, Adrian, you and from Mexico, we need respect from that community as well. Everybody, right?
Everybody. Because at this time, everybody hates everybody.
Let's hope not. But and then some.
It's not. But like you see in all the news.
Yeah, that's why we do the good news. This is a good news. This should be on the front of the network news. You're a good guy working hard. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's a good guy. A good guy. Okay. I like him. He's a smart guy. Let's go to this reality check. Rena Khan, one of our board members, sent this to me.
There's a famous saying in the media world that if it bleeds, it leads. See, more often than not, the cameras are so busy focusing on the guy knocking someone to the ground that they miss the other 9 guys who rush in to help him up. Rarely do the peacemakers make the headlines, so today, that's what we're going to do. Because while it might not get 1 million views, after months of social distancing and now a week of watching our cities burn, highlighting the good is exactly what we need.
Brittany Hughes. Thank you, Brittany.
The story of a black business owner went viral last week after a local news outlet showed the poor man sobbing as looters broke into his store and tried to steal what little he had left. Corboy Bala had poured his life savings into opening the Score Sports Bar in downtown Minneapolis. He was supposed to hold the grand opening in March, but that was delayed because of COVID. Then just days before finally opening up, rioters destroyed his business. And that could have easily been the end of that story. Except that it's Monday night. And as of right now, more than 31,000 people from all across the country have donated nearly $1 million to helping him rebuild. Every day since the riots began, volunteers of all ages, colors, and backgrounds have come together each morning to clean up the mess. Brian Irving, a truck driver, picked up his own pressure washer and spent 4 hours in downtown Houston washing off the graffiti.
Well, we can protest, but we don't have to destroy our city. You know, that's the problem. I'm protest, but you can get to destroy the city. You know, so I can't go with that.
And he is not alone. An army of ordinary people who don't know each other from Adam brought brooms, trash bags, and scrub brushes to clean up Minneapolis and Atlanta and Seattle and D.C., Pittsburgh, Grand Rapids. I could go on all day. As the riots continued, a Center for Low-Income Housing put out a call for donations. They received so much food, the bags spilled out of the building, and they began handing it out to anyone who needed it. During the protests, hundreds gathered in Minneapolis to pray. In Louisville, a weeping black woman stood in the middle of the street hugging a police officer for nearly a minute. In Washington, D.C., a group of protesters saw a white Antifa agitator vandalizing a sidewalk, tackled him to the ground, and dragged him over to a line of cops. In L.A., a police officer got separated from his unit. A group of protesters surrounded him and formed a barrier to protect him from those calling for violence. In Brooklyn, people formed a human chain in front of a Target to keep looters from breaking in. George Floyd's own brother has taken to social media to beg for peace.
I just had to come down here, you know, to speak to people and let people know that just channel your anger elsewhere. Don't tear up your town. All of this is not necessary because if his own family and blood is not doing it, then why are you?
This doesn't negate the looting and the violence and the absolute gutter trash behavior that we're seeing on a nightly basis, but it does offer a glimmer of hope in what can easily feel like overwhelming darkness. So here's to all the people, black, white, and otherwise, who are going to wake up tomorrow morning and go scrub graffiti off the walls in their city streets. Here's to the thousands of people who've donated to help rebuild businesses that have been destroyed, who've given food to help those in need. To those who've stood guard in front of stores defending them against looters, who've rushed in to help those who've been assaulted and beaten and ripped from their cars. Here's to the protesters and the cops and the community leaders who've linked arms with one another, gotten down on their knees, and prayed for one another. Here's to the millions of rational Americans who reject the notion that every black person is a criminal, that every white person is a bigot, and that every cop is a pig. To all those who refuse to be baited into a race war because a pundit on some news channel started lumping people into categories because it lands them a headline, or because some celebrity sitting in their McMansion somewhere wanted a few more Instagram followers. Here's to the ordinary people whose names we will never know who are making a difference. Here's to the peacemakers. We see you. And that's your Reality Check America. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page, that you like us on Facebook and Twitter, and do good out there.
Good job. Okay. Good news. I like it. Thank you, Rena Khan, for sending that to me. All righty. Let's talk about another do-gooder. Let's see if this one works out here. You know, let's go to USAI. USAI giving out some masks there in Hawaii. Okay. All right. Thank you, USAI. She's a good friend on our board also for a long time, and she had a wonderful show called One World. This woman just opened up here in Amsterdam, Delhi.
79th and Amsterdam. Amsterdam.
So we're right on the corner of 79th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. And this has been the wonderful gentleman. I don't know if he owns the place, but he's been so kind to... You reopened today.
This was about 2 weeks ago. Though.
Congratulations. So I wish that, you know, people come on in. I got they have great food over here.
Hey, Peter.
Okay, beautiful. All right, a lot of good things going on here. Let's go to, let's see. I think... all right, right here. One more of these, and all righty, here's my man.
Hey, hi, it's Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. I'm here with Constantine. Hi, Constantine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Flores, right here on 81st in Columbus. We are open for pickup and delivery. Thank you, 212-787-4790. How are you, Constantine? All right, it's Mother's Day weekend. You're selling some flowers, hopefully?
Trying our best. Trying to do what we can.
So you can deliver where? How? What area?
All over Manhattan.
All over Manhattan?
All over Manhattan.
And what kinds of bouquets are you putting together?
Anything people are looking for. Lilacs, whatever, seasonal flowers, cut flowers, plants, anything they want.
Uh-huh, okay. So now there's also right up the street here on 82nd Street, there's a sort of it's been there for a while, art form, I call it. It's a police block, no less, I think.
Yeah.
And that's pretty special. How come you've done that?
Oh, we've been doing it for years. We just did it for the neighborhood. I mean, we've been here for 50 years, so.
How many years?
50.
50?
50 plus. My grandfather, my father, now me. We just tried to fix it up for the neighborhood, and we're doing some support all the healthcare workers for now.
Wow. All right. we're going to walk down there and see that. But inside here, you have all kinds. You have, I see, orchids, and what kind of plants do you have also?
Orchids, we have azaleas, we have Chinese evergreens, succulents, we have everything.
And I tell you, since I know these guys, I bought here I got a little backyard here, and I know you, and you know your stuff too. You have wisdom for horticulture.
I'm trying to get a good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. Well, and be good. You guys are good. Yeah, let's take a walk down there. So this is their place. We're right here at the corner of Museum of Natural History and Constantine. And this is a great park, Upper West Side. So 50 years. So tell us about your grandpa.
My grandfather started selling flowers around the corner. And he opened this place up as a storage space. And then my father came around and he eventually turned it into the storefront that it is now. And he's been here for 50 years. And now my father's still around here somewhere. And now it's me taking over.
How do you feel about that, taking over family business?
Family business, yeah. I mean, I couldn't have no other choice. I was born for this.
I regret thinking my daddy's shoe store. I said, I want show business, not shoe business. But no, maybe it was a mistake. In any case, who knows? I continue on here. So tell us about this. What is the significance, and how did it get started? How did you get started? Really great. This is the name of your shop?
This is
Constantine. This is good news, man. This is really good news. I love this. Thank you, Amir. Wow, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Grandfather would be. Is he still with us?
No, he's not.
He's with us in spirit.
Thank
right?
you. Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, I'm a believer in that. What's good news for you? What is peaceful for you? What makes peace for you? We're about world peace.
What makes peace? I mean, right now we're just trying to get back to normal. That would be peace.
Yeah, that is true. Constantine, I couldn't say it any better. Thank you very much for doing this, enhancing our neighborhood, and the importance and the work that you guys are doing. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, hi, this is Paul Slack.
Okay, thank you, Constantine. Okay, let's take one more segment here, just our neighbors clapping away. Let's see what happens there. So every night.
Alright. 7 o'clock, west side of town. 79th over there, 80th over here. Yo!
Hey, James. So we do this at 7 o'clock every night, and a lot of appreciative people on the streets of 80th and 79th come out and ring a bell or two. Clap.
Whoa!
And I'm going to play the saxophone.
Thank you!
Because it's getting my guts up to do it, and I figured out what we might make a... This was the Memorial Day weekend. Make a appropriate song to share.
Please keep
working. The night before, camera didn't work.
As long as it stays on. That's all I know.
Thank you.
Say and people sang and brought a tear to my soul. Okay. All right, everybody's doing their little part here, and the good news is that the world is good. I think we started off the show with that mindset, that the world is good. I think that reality check, the young lady said it so well. You know, one person causes a little disturbance and nine people run in and try to help out the scenario. And that's the show that should be on all the time. I haven't for, it'll be 22 years on July 4th, Independence Day, that we've done good news. And we never wanted to have a monopoly. We were hoping that all the stations would start to do more good news. Some of them have. Once gave Ariel Huffington my card and other people, and they started to do some good news, but you have to understand media. They only have a half an hour, and they want to show the things that are concerning, and no doubt about it, a mugger is important. They just need more time allotted to show the good news. The CBSs and the networks of the stations, they do a lot of good news. Newspapers do a lot of good news. It's just not their main focus. Okay, so we are happy to share Claire Diab with you. She's Deepak Chopra's yogi, as well as mine. She's a smart lady. And breathing is very important, respiratory. Actually, coronavirus is respiratory.
If you are familiar and comfortable with this breathing technique, just continue doing it while I give instruction. So we'll bring our hand up as if we have a mirror on our hand, and we're going to use our breath as if to fog up the mirror with our breath, exhaling the ha sound out the mouth. Then do the same as if you have a mirror at the back of your throat to fog up the mirror back there. Inhale. Continue doing this a few times. And as you continue, just close your eyes and notice what's happening to your throat. It's slightly moving inward to create that sound. And you'll bring your hands down and continue with sounding breath. This is the most nourishing breath that you can give to every single cell in your body. Keep going. Sounding breath maintains and regulates your blood pressure. It actually slows down your heart rate and calms every single cell in your body. This is an incredible breathing technique to do when you find yourself in a highly stressful situation, or at night if you're unable to go back to sleep if you wake up. Just do 50 of these sounding breaths and you'll go back to sleep. Okay, so that's sounding breath.
Okay, everybody. Hey, Gregory. So it's all good. Let me remind people that I have a place out in the Montauk Manor if anybody's looking or knows people that want to rent something for the rest of the summer. And so that's good. We're going to just take a moment of prayer. We had a real positive-minded show. A lot of good people doing good things in this world, talking about good news and opening their little restaurants and so on. A truck over there in Hunter College, one of those falafel places, and Yusai Khan giving out some masks to people in Hawaii. Just good stuff. A florist up the street here putting a beautiful display on the street on 82nd and Columbus. So each and every one of them have good to share. So let's just take a moment for all those have died and passed away unnaturally. Okay, so everybody be smart, stay safe. We'll be out here at 7 o'clock as well to share our wonderful neighborhood. It's very fortunate that I got a place up here 35 years ago. So we're all together now. You are loved. I'm gonna pick out a card today here, see what it says. Okay. Moderation. Yeah, that's a good one. If anybody needs me, 212-647-1212. Avoiding excess are extremes. Calmness of mind. Fair and balanced perspective. I sure could use that one. All right. You're in my heart and you are loved. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. 7 o'clock tonight. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing this 3 o'clock show. We might just do a 7 o'clock show now that a little bit here of New York City is supposed to be getting back together on the 8th to a degree, a little degree, phase one degree. So, but let's all be smart. That's the key. Thank you very much. We might just go for 7 o'clock.